Power 98 WP, G Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You already know it's another edition of Ooh, I'ma Tell Larry. Y'all know how it goes. This is the show where I really get to step outside of myself. Well, inside of myself, but outside of myself. I get to become like the black Dr. Phil, the black Mari Povich. I'm on it, baby. Conflict resolution. We get to it. Somebody call in, they got a conflict with somebody either in their family, one of their relatives, or, you know, or could be a neighbor. Just somebody, one of your homegirls or one of your homeboys. Today, somebody else has a conflict, and I'm going to try to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to try to get it solved. Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Layla.
What up, Layla?
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing good. Layla, what's up?
Yeah, I need your help. So a little bit about me. I'm in South Charlotte. I live in an apartment complex out here, and I'm having some issues with my neighbors. Met them at an apartment party. They seem like a lovely couple.
Hold on, Layla. You said South Charlotte?
South Charlotte,
yes. Let me find out. I'm popping in South Charlotte, baby. I'm popping in. Oh, my bad. Okay, so you said you're having a problem with your neighbors. Y'all live in an apartment complex in South Charlotte. You met them at an apartment party.
Yes. Okay. And they seem like such a great couple. Mm-hmm. However, they like to show how much they love each other at times that are not suitable for me, a.k.a. 4 a.m. in the morning before I have to go to work.
So let's just be, you know, we, like I say on Tell Larry, we keep it 1,000 because 100 ain't enough. So they keep it 1,000. They having sex at 4 o'clock in the morning. They banging, the headboard moving. They making noises and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, and it wakes me up every other Tuesday, or it's during the week at 4 a.m. And it's so uncomfortably awkward how they sound, because it's just, I honestly don't think they know how to do it right. So
wait a minute. Is it a proper way you supposed to do it at 4 o'clock in the morning? Or, like, what's the proper way you supposed to do it at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know, but, you know, they're waking me up, and it's just awkward. It makes me laugh. It's kind of comical.
So are you laying in the bed laughing at this? Are you laying in the bed mad? Are you laying in the bed doing something else?
It's a mixture of me like, oh, my God, just do it right. And then let me go back to sleep.
So you don't have a boyfriend yourself?
That's irrelevant right now.
I mean, hold on now, because to be fair to your neighbors, if you was getting it in at 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think you would mind if they was getting it in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, well then, no, I do not.
Well, you might need to find you somebody. You return the favor to them.
Maybe I do have one, but I'm not gonna do it at 4 in the morning on a Tuesday.
So what is the proper time to do it for you, Layla? What time should they be having sex to be okay with you?
Well, they can do it at any time. Just either know how to do it or do it when I'm not home.
So would you want them to do it and be silent, or do it and not make any noise? Like, I need to know what the proper way to do it is, because, you know, I'm trying to figure this out.
I don't want to say, I mean, it's their apartment, and you know how apartments are. Yeah. They're going to be whatever. So I don't know, maybe just learn how to do it right.
So let me ask you this, Layla. Have you spoken to the neighbors about this? Like, have you told them, like, listen, you know, we're neighbors. We're in this apartment complex. We're here to live together, to be a community, and, you know, all that blah, blah, blah stuff. Have you spoken to them about it?
Well, so I met them. I keep seeing them at each apartment event, or I'll see them out in the gym, or, you know, we know each other. And the last time I saw them, I kind of made it obvious that I knew what was going on, because, you know, I was just like, wow, so you guys really can't keep your hands off of each other.
Layla, you sound like you're a little bit jealous, though. Like, you might want to join the party.
Not that party. It sounds like that.
Sad, though. I got to ask, Layla. This is just on my mind, and that might be a creep. I might get like 5 or 6 creep points for this. But have you ever listened and, you know, kind of participated on your own?
I have not. Okay. I'm like, I actually invested in some earbuds because it's that awkward.
So that didn't help? The earbuds haven't helped at all?
Not really.
All right, so you want me to call this neighbor up, and you want me to tell this neighbor. What you want me to tell this neighbor?
I want you to tell them to go, I don't know, watch some good porn. learn what to do.
Learn what to do. Okay.
You know, then maybe I wouldn't mind being woken up at 4 in the morning to it.
Learn what to do and don't do it at 4 o'clock in the morning. So maybe in the afternoon. Or if you're going to do it at 4 o'clock in the morning, at least make it a weekend.
I would really love for them to either learn what to do or to just do it when it's not 4 in the morning and it's probably, you know, a time that's appropriate.
Have a little bit of respect.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. You know what? This is what I do. This is what y'all hired me for. I'm going to call this neighbor up. I'm gonna get the number from Layla. We're going to call the neighbor up, Layla, and we're going to find out what they got to say about you having something to say about them getting it in at 4 o'clock in the morning, all right?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
I'm going to see if I'm going to get them to quiet down for you.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stop, neighbor, shut up! Coming up next, inside of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, I'm going to tell Larry I'm about to call this neighbor up. Hey, Layla.
Yes.
What's this neighbor's name, by the way?
Greg. You can talk to Greg.
Okay, I'm about to call Greg up. I'm going to talk to the guy. Greg, stop doing it at 4 o'clock in the morning, big dog. Or at least invite me in, tap me in or something. I'm just kidding. Charlotte's Plug, we're going to call Greg up next. Power 98
WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Ooh, we on this latest edition of Ooh, I'ma Tell Larry. And yeah, Layla called in and she told me, Layla, she lives in an apartment complex in South Charlotte. And she told me that she's got some neighbors who recently moved in and she met them at an apartment party. She thought they was cool. And they've been cool, but lately, they've been getting it in at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's disturbing Layla's sleep. And she just want me to call them and see if they can either change the time. And in her words, can they learn how to do it right? So you know what I did? I got the number from Layla. I'm calling up her neighbor. Got him on the phone right now. Is this Greg? What's up, big dog?
Yeah, this is Greg. Who's this?
Hey, Greg, this is No Limit Larry from No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning. Go ahead, but I'm trying to Google your name. I'm in the cubicle here in my office. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, okay, Greg. Where you from, big dog?
I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Minnesota, yes.
Okay. Greg, do you live in an apartment complex in South Charlotte?
Absolutely, buddy.
Well, you know, I do a radio show, and people call in, and they tell me a problem that they have with their neighbor, Greg.
All right.
So one of your neighbors, you have a neighbor named Layla?
I do have a neighbor, Layla. Yeah, I know Layla. Met her at a party once.
Yeah, she said, you know, she met you at an apartment party. She said you're a really, really cool neighbor. And you have a girlfriend, Greg?
Absolutely. My wife, she's stunning.
It's your wife?
Yes. Well, she's about to be my wife, but she's still stunning.
Okay, she's your fiance. So you and your fiance, y'all live in this apartment complex in South Charlotte, and your neighbor Layla called me and told me that she doesn't like the fact that you and your fiance is having sex at 4 a.m. at 4 o'clock in the morning.
The hell?
Yeah, she said you're getting it in at 4 a.m. and it's disturbing her sleep. She's got to get up and, you know, get ready for work. And, Greg, she want to know she told me that you don't, number one, you don't know how to do it right.
Whoa, buddy. Are you the Layla from the apartment complex, correct?
Yeah, Layla from the apartment complex.
No way.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow, that's interesting because she never mentioned it to me. I'm kind of new to this, and this is very interesting to me.
Yeah, she said at one of the apartment parties, she did kind of allude to the fact, but she really hasn't spoken to you about it. So, are you having sex with your fiance at 4 o'clock in the morning, Greg?
Well, absolutely, because I feel to be scientifically correct, the best way to start off a good work morning is to engage in activities like that. So that's why we engage in them at 4 o'clock, because at 5 a.m. she has to go to her aerobics class, mm-hmm. and I'm counting up my credit scores from the previous week, Mr. Larry. So, absolutely, 4 o'clock is the best way to go. I don't see a problem with it. We do it the correct way, and we also use protection.
Well, she didn't say anything about protection. I don't think she went that far. She don't know all that, but she definitely did say you're keeping her up. Like y'all, she said y'all didn't know how to do it right. I don't know what she means by that, but you know, you are disturbing somebody at 4 o'clock in the morning, Greg. Like, I mean, can y'all change the time?
or can y'all not do it at 4 o'clock in the morning? Or,
how about this? And I'm sorry to cut you off, buddy, but how about this? You tell Layla the next time she feels this way, then she come on over and see what's really going on, because I really think, well, to be honest, if she listens to us, then hell, she's not getting any herself. That's what I think.
You know what, Greg? I absolutely told her the same thing. You know what I said? Maybe if you got your boyfriend and you got it in at 4 o'clock in the morning, then you might not be so mad.
Absolutely.
But, Greg, you know, I'm sure you want to be a good neighbor, like State Farm, good neighbors that get what you know what they say.
Yeah.
But you want to be a good neighbor, right?
Absolutely. I definitely want to be an outstanding neighbor.
So can maybe y'all, you know, make an adjustment in the time, you know, just to appease Layla a little bit?
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Larry. First of all, I'm an African-American man, and knocking boots is my forte. And she enjoys it, and I enjoy it, and I don't think I see the time changing anytime soon.
So you're just going to keep waking your neighbor up at 4 o'clock in the morning? You don't get
I'm going to wake her up, and the neighbor will know my name, just like Trey Song's song said.
I'm surprised you knew that song, Greg.
Well, you know, I am African-American, I just told you.
You did say that. I'm just surprised you knew that one, okay, buddy? So this is a no. Like, you're not gonna change the time. You're going to continue to have sex.
Absolutely not. And if Layla wants to take it up with me, she knows where I live, and she knows what to do and where I stay, and she can come join us if she wants to, because obviously that's the problem.
Well, I tell you what, if she come join, can you put it on video so I can watch?
Absolutely. I'm going to stream it on my 65-inch, 4K-inch resolution TV.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Well, I guess I'm going to call Layla back and tell her she's going to have to come tell you herself. And as you said, you really don't want to change the time because it's your fiance. And I'm sure y'all are in bliss and y'all are in love. So I don't know what I'm just saying. I'm hoping that you will take heed to some of this and change it a little bit. All right.
Well, we'll see what happens. Who knows what happened? Maybe we'll move. You know what, Mr. Larry, it just came to my mind. I think I will move the time. You know what? Tell Layla, thank you. I'm going to move the time to 3 a.m. Does that work for Layla?
I don't know. We'll find out. But whatever you do, learn how to do it right. That's what she told me to tell you.
Come on. I'm the king of knocking boots, Mr. Larry. You must haven't heard about me around the city.
I haven't. Thank you, Greg.
No problem, Mr. Larry. Thank you, sir.
All right. I don't know, man. I told y'all these tell Larrys. At least she got to hear what he had to say. Hey, it's another edition of Ooh, I'ma Tell Larry. If you got something you need to tell Larry, go ahead and send me that email, nolimitlarry@power98fm.com. That's nolimitlarry@power98fm.com. In the subject box, put Tell Larry so I know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.